This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford as we are still enjoying the blissful excitement of getting the number one overall pick, and hopefully...
And Miro may be playing tonight.
Yes, and it looks like that is going to happen. But here's my question, and I've seen people kind of send this in all day, a variation of this, and I know Rachel Nichols tweeted this out last night. Do you feel like this is what Mavericks fans deserve, or are you more upset that this team's seemingly poor management is being rewarded? Now, I understand it could kind of be both, but like we're all excited as Mavericks fans. Like we're so excited. But at the same point, do you think that this rewards poor management because you're like, hey, I'm going to trade for some older players and sometimes they get hurt and then they got hurt. And you're like, oh, okay. And now you get Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, no, that's a very valid. The Luka trade is going to be the center of that, though, right?
For sure.
Like, that's the center of the conversation when it comes to...
Although Quentin Grimes feels like that picked up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But
you're right.
Trading Luka is what everybody's hated.
Correct.
And that's what... It's really not going to be all these other little things. I mean, people want to just ignore that Anthony Davis is on your team, mostly.
Yes, that is true.
So I think it is.
Would that still be the case if he was healthy and he played well? Not like unbelievable, but really well. Do you think people would still be like, I don't care?
I think if he was playing well, and he looked like a dominant force on this team and healthy, then people would be like, oh, I think you started to see it pick up. You started to see more people navigating back to it whenever they were in the play-in, and they were more kind of, there were a few more. There was still a huge contingent out there that was still like, I'm not even watching this at all.
Yeah.
And I get that. The part of do we deserve it? Okay. Because of the months of turmoil? Is that what we... Like, you could be a Trailblazers fan. They deserve it?
No, you're right. But at least, like, even with...
Trailblazers, by the way, it looks like their owner's getting ready to sell.
Well, even with the Trailblazers, like at least you got Scoot Henderson. Like you got something that can encourage you. For the Mavericks fans, there is nobody, I think, almost nobody, that would have said at the beginning of the year, you just went to the finals, you have a potentially generational, certainly franchise player, you're going to trade him, you're going to trade him for what you feel is a diminished return, then you're going to have a whole bunch of injuries and you're not even going to be in the real playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like there's no way I would have thought that was going to happen. And so from the not shopping Luka around to announcing it at almost midnight on a Saturday to the pure shock of it all to none of us knowing that when Luka got hurt on Christmas Day, that's the last time you're ever going to see him play in a Mavericks jersey. All of that just feels so traumatic. And then you ended up being on the wrong end of what most people think is the most shocking trade in the history of the NBA.
This is all very valid because... You say traumatic. I like that you use that word there because the morning you woke up or the night that you couldn't sleep.
Yes.
Like a lot of people couldn't sleep because of it. I woke up that morning and spent 3 hours just in shock. And that is, that was the is just about as low as I've felt as a sports fan. There've been plenty of other options. Nelson Cruz, the Mavs losing to Dwayne Wade.
But at least you're right.
The Cowboys and Dez caught it.
Okay, don't keep listing things, but at least
FC
with those. Stop it.
All right.
At least with that, you could see the game happening.
Okay, yeah.
You could see the potential.
But that's the low, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This high that I felt last night, it was as high as it could possibly be for me. Like, as just right up there with winning a championship. I felt that joy, that elation, and Sean used the word jubilation this morning. I felt that for about 3 hours last night. And then whenever I learned Miro was back, or yes, potentially back today, yes, the whole, like, all these things are starting to feel good for me. So the extreme highs and lows of rooting for a franchise, I do feel like I kind of balanced it out by getting this. And I do feel like I deserved it as a fan. And I don't hold, I honestly don't hold it against Nico that much now. Because.
Okay. Yeah, tell me more about that.
In my opinion, it seemed like there was a plan in place with something that was guaranteed.
Okay.
And so whenever you have that and you're like, okay, I have this option and all I have to do is give up this player, and sometimes this player can cost me a game in the playoffs, maybe even the NBA finals because of his attitude, and I have to babysit him a lot. A lot of things.
Okay. Kevin, I got you.
You know this too. Alec, you know this. There's always a lot more behind the scenes than we know. There's sure. always a lot more information that they haven't even leaked out, honestly. It's weird that they haven't. So that's where I am on Nico, of like, he bought a lot of goodwill with me with a lot of the moves that he made. PJ, Clay, Gafford, even bringing Anthony Davis back. I know it's not what everybody wanted, but he got a lot of goodwill with me. And so now that he has the number one overall pick, I'm curious as to what he can do. The craziness of trading Luka is also obviously where I'm like, well, you're going to make a bad decision. But then I got to look at all the good decisions he made too. So it's going to balance out at some point.
Okay. So I just want to take like a slightly alternate viewpoint that I think some people are feeling. I already told you earlier in the show, I'm with you. I now believe that this was some sort of prepackaged deal.
But you believed it before too. You kept saying, if it happens.
Yeah. And so here we are. So here's what I want to throw out. Let's say none of that is accurate. You're right. We all felt really good about the moves that Nico was making until the Luka move. And if you feel like the Luka move undercut your future because you also didn't get a plethora of draft capital to go along with it, let's say that Cooper Flagg works out. He does turn out to be Scottie Pippen or Larry Bird or Kawhi or whoever your comp is. And the Mavericks win a championship in the next 3 years. And the Mavericks win two championships in the next 5 years. Nico and the crew will inevitably get a good deal of credit for what ended up to be a 1-in-50 shot that you lucked out at.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why so many fans are probably mad, is because they're like, no, you decided to trade away the thing that we know works and you just lucked out. And so, like, I think people are still mad because they're worried he's going to get the credit. As a Mavericks fan, I don't give a crap.
I don't care who gives the credit either. The other thing, too, is Donnie Nelson did something back in the day that a lot of people forget about, or maybe even new Mavs fans didn't see. But Donnie Nelson would decide that team's gone as far as it can go.
Yes.
Rafe LaFrenz, Nick Van Exel, we appreciate your time. We have to add some other pieces to this. We got to move on from this. And it happened multiple years in a row where he would go, I've done everything I can do with that team and I'm moving on, but I'm staying with Dirk. That was always the loyalty, was I'm staying with Dirk. It never felt with Mark Cuban and that group that it was as much business whenever it was Dirk as much as it was loyalty to Dirk. And so you assume that it was going to be the same way whenever it was Mark Cuban, whenever Luka was here. We're going to treat it the exact same way. We're going to be loyal to him. And then Nico comes in and wrecks that. But I think part of him, after seeing that team in the finals against Boston, he said, that's as far as that team's going to go. And I believe this guy, Kai, can lead us in a different way with a different group of players. I got to figure out how to get those players.
Sure.
I believe that he felt they went as far as they could with Luka, and they did everything they could for him, and he wasn't going to learn. I dead serious believe that.
No, I believe you.
I agree with it?
Yeah,
no.
Because I think it was a season too soon to pull the trigger on that, but I think you're probably right.
Kind of like
that.
It was a season too soon to pull the trigger on dismantling a championship roster.
Sure.
By the way, G-Bag Nation's going to have Wyatt Langford on at 2:40 today for the players show.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if y'all know Wyatt Langford's done some cool stuff lately, especially yesterday, broke up a no-hitter with a home run to win the game.
What would that sound like? Could we play that home run, do you think?
I don't know.
Cut number one, perhaps? I bet we could.
1-0, hit high and deep to right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone into the Rangers' bullpen. Opposite field home run for Wyatt Langford. It's his seventh of the season. It's the first hit for Texas tonight, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
What a day to be a Tolo. What a day to be a DFW sports fan. So in the last 24 hours, you won the draft lottery. You have the potential to draft Cooper Flagg. I know there's a lot of people who are like, I don't think that's going to happen. We will get into that a little bit more. There's just a lot of angles to discuss this. Miro's coming back. You broke up a no-hitter with a two-run home run that won the game. And now the person that hit that home run is going to be on the G-Bag Nation at 240.
Yeah, somebody asked, Corey, what do you do if Nico trades the pick for Kevin Durant? I'll cry. I don't, because,
yeah.
And that's the thing, though. I have a different vision for this team than that guy does. And we've said all along, Nico has decided, I don't care what anybody else out there thinks. I think this is going to win.
Yeah.
And if he gets proven right, that's what's interesting is there are people that are like, I don't want him to be right. More than anything else.
No, I agree.
More than anything else. There are a lot of people, and it's the same way with other things that are around this country. I just don't want him to be right.
Yeah.
More than I want.
Even if it's good for
us. Yeah, even if it's good for us. I don't want that dude to be right. And I get that. I totally understand that because you're mad at that person for trading something away.
Yes.
But if he was right, can you give him the credit? And a lot of people are unwilling to do that.
And, you know, this is an interesting point. From the 469,
imagine getting no hit by the Rockies.
Oh, dude. I told you. I was like, are they going to try to undercut this amazing story with that? The worst team maybe in baseball history? Because make no mistake about it, the Colorado Rockies are effing terrible.
Yep.
Mavericks fans do not deserve the number one pick. They've seen nothing but excellent basketball for 25 years now, won a title, and still most of them quit their team 3 months ago. A bunch of bandwagoners. Teams like Washington and Charlotte deserved it way more. I'm going to go back to the middle part of that. Most of them quit their team 3 months ago. I still never got the sense for sure that those people were out on the Mavericks forever as much as they were out on the Mavericks just the rest of the season because their heart was broken.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not that they didn't like the team anymore. Their heart was broken that their guy, like the new Dirk, was gone. Mm-hmm. And so I understand that point of view. I don't know if there's as many bandwagoners as that text portrays because people had their feelings hurt, you know, and were like, I'm done with this team for the rest of this.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, let's use Mike as an example here. Mike said he quit the NBA.
Yeah.
The whole NBA until the NBA said, hey, but we're going to give you the number one overall pick in this grand scheme of things. And he was like, oh, okay. Because he always felt that the NBA was against the Mavericks and against us. Like sure. I felt that way too. Go back to that Dwayne Wade championship. I felt like the NBA was against the Mavericks in there. By the way, there was a scandal in that whole like situation and people just went right past it with Donaghy.
People just flew
right by it. But yeah, like you felt like the whole NBA was against you and it was never going to let you be happy. And now it feels like they came back and were with flowers in their hand. They're like, we're sorry. Will you please come back to us? And you're like, yeah, sure. But at the same time, they got Lakers fans interested again. They got in next year, the Laker interest is going to be there for sure along with the drama of LeBron James.
And this is from the 817. This is what I have a tough time reconciling from my conspiracy theory. Yeah, but if we would have made the real playoffs, we wouldn't have even had a chance. That is the number one thing holding back the conspiracy. I still believe it. But maybe they thought like, oh, the Mavs won't get close. They won't even be close to this. So we can easily they'll jump up from position 5 to position 1. And then when all the injuries and everything, and they're like, hey, we're going to keep winning some games, all of a sudden you're right on the precipice of making it happen. And then you have to make the draft lottery play out like this. It is truly amazing. And there are people who are saying what you just said, Corey. I believe this was all a prepackaged deal. All right, I'm going to give you the chance to go back.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's the deal. You trade Luka for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, a future first-round pick, and Cooper Flagg. I still feel like the bulk of Mavericks fans would not want to do that.
So,
just Mavericks fans, because Luka's their guy.
Yeah. And I wanted to see the next year with this bunch try to make that run. I don't care if the Mavericks were sixth or third in the standings. When the playoffs started, I think Luka turned that up with that team. So that was what I was expecting, was that team was going to turn, its arrow was going to go up. Together, and I wanted to see them get that run together. Hell, I wanted to see six more years of that kind of group around Luka and Kyrie and, you know, whatever development it was, but all around Luka. I wanted to see that continue to try because, Kevin, what did we see? We saw that happen with Dirk, and eventually it finally paid off, and the elation was amazing.
Yes.
It felt so amazing that our guy, that we had struggled, we'd gone through the goods and all the bads with him too, but you know what? We stuck it out, and he finally did it. That's what we were all hoping for with Luka.
From the 214, he wasn't right, though, Nico. Imagine Luka being on the team and building around the first pick. You would not have gotten this pick.
No.
If Luka was still here.
He's too good by himself to get you in position.
Exactly. And so I just don't think that was going to happen. I understand, and I know there's some people, I think Sean and RJ discussed it yesterday, if you got the number one pick, would you trade it back for Luka? And all of a sudden it feels like you just got gifted Anthony Davis, and now it's Luka back on the team with Anthony Davis. Look, that would be magical, but that's not going to happen.
So if the return had been more in the Anthony Davis trade,
you have
another first-round pick and the number one overall pick?
I think people wouldn't have been so bent out of shape at the time. But you know what? Something you said earlier in the segment, I'm looking at it right now. I'm seeing it on the Frankel Landry text line over and over. This is not the way I feel at all. But there are multiple people, like a lot of people, who were like, hey, I love the player and I'm excited for the Mavericks, but I hate the idea of Nico getting bailed out. Or if they win a title, I hate the idea that people will think Nico is right. I hear you on that. You can compartmentalize it if you want. Nico was wrong, but I still hope that the Mavericks win four straight championships eventually, or whatever.
I'd
take one. I would take one straight championship just because you love the Mavericks and you love this team. You can love this team and still be upset about the management. I feel like I just described 75% of Cowboys fans, right? So, like, it can be done.
And for a long time, Rangers fans.
Yes. Look, if you're a Mavericks fan and you're not familiar with this feeling, call up a friend that's a Cowboys fan.
Luckily,
they'll walk you through it.
Luckily, as a Stars fan, our ownership's always been great.
That's true. And now, really put the boots to them tonight and take game four.
Go, Miro.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's get past the hype. What is Cooper Flagg as a player? And if they draft him, how will he fit with the Mavs? That, AM on the FM, and our Shakira ticket giveaway? Oh, all coming at you next on The Fan.
Right now becomes Cooper Flagg time. Whether it's a pass or whether it's a jump shot.
Flagg gets it up there and hits it, a triple.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got our Shakira ticket giveaway in this segment. We will also do AM on the FM.
And don't forget, 240 today.
Wyatt Langford
for the G-Bag Nation. That's awesome.
Can we tease it as Wyatt Bangford?
Sure.
All right.
You can.
I don't know.
Do you think he would appreciate that nickname?
We've talked with him numerous times. I don't know if that is the person I would choose.
Here's what's interesting. The first time we ever talked to Wyatt Bangford, we talked to him at Worth Collecting.
Yes.
And I went back there, shook his hand, and I guess he was so busy signing. Like, the stack of autographs looked daunting.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a stack of stuff, and I was like, oh, man. And he was just like, yeah, how's it going? And that was about it. I didn't even get a laugh out of him. First interview we ever do with him, we're like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
Second interview. I hated that interview.
It felt like we were best friends. I was like, whoa, this has changed completely.
And he goes, we don't make the rules. Talking about gravity. He's like, that's just the way it is.
He liked to have fun. And now here he is. Now Wyatt Langford's out there playing at the level we all thought he would play at. And
yes.
Maybe he's like exactly where we thought. And he has potential to be better. That's a really fun, positive thing. So here we are. That, Miro's back maybe tonight. We got Cooper Flagg potentially. George Pickens showing up. Paige.
And do we keep saying maybe because you're like, I will believe it when I actually see it. I heard that he's coming back, but I'm like, I was also told he was going to be back in series one.
Here is why. Leah Asimakopoulos.
That's right. Very good.
Said Stars defenseman Miro Heiskanen expected to play game four. So that's why I'm just kind of like, I'm still, they said he was going to skate and if everything went well, then he would play. So that's where we kind of land on all of this. So I'm keeping an eye. And once they say, yes, he's a full go, then I'm all in.
So I want to jump past the hype because we've talked about how excited we are about getting the number one pick and the opportunity to draft Cooper Flagg. What kind of player is Cooper Flagg?
Basketball player.
That is true.
I assume.
That is... No, you're right.
You said something this morning during Crosstalk that I was like...
That he has a twin brother named Ace?
No, that was during our show.
Oh.
You said his comp was Scottie Pippen. And so
I think that's fair.
The only place I know that like provides comps is NBADraft.net. Mm. Their comp is Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
And Scottie Pippen, if he wasn't on Michael Jordan's team, probably could have been a superstar on his own.
He was first team all NBA one of those 2 years.
Yeah. And because he was next to Michael Jordan, he was overshadowed often. And there were some thoughts on his desire to really be the best. You know, and all that. And that's why Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen was Scottie Pippen. But if you have a 6'9", 205-pound athletic freak, you have the versatility to do so much more with your team. And that's what I see whenever I look at Cooper Flagg. You watched him play a lot.
Yeah.
I watched him in the videos. I saw him against Team USA while he was a practice piece for them.
Yeah.
And he was just schooling all of them. They're like, who is this kid? I've seen other videos of him. And then I watched him during the tournament. I watched him a few other times. And I was like, versatility was the thing that stood out to me the most.
Agreed. I think you can move him pretty easily 2 through 4 on the basketball court, positions 2 through 4. I know we continue to talk about positionless basketball, but it's still kind of like a shell of that. I think offensively and defensively, he can play and defend it, the 2, the 3, and the 4. And one of the things that I saw, and this was from The Ringer, and I was like, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Cooper Flagg will fit most every place, right? But he fits ridiculously well with the Mavericks because what have the Mavericks been prioritizing? size and defense. Mm-hmm. I think he's listed at 6'9", but I think realistically Cooper Flagg is 6'8".
Okay.
And so
6'8" can dunk.
Yes. You know? Oh my God. Absolutely. But he can fire up those lobs to Anthony Davis like nobody's business.
From anywhere on the court.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. I've seen him do it from at least midcourt, if not further back.
But the ability to do it also by the basket and have that touch is very important, and he has it.
And sometimes he would fall into the trap that you'd see with Paolo Banchero, where he was like, oh, this is a nice jump shot. And I know Shire would get on him about like, hey, go to the effing basket. And so
be more selfish at times. Yeah.
He was really efficient finishing or drawing free throws at the basket, which is obviously what you're going to want to see at the next level. So with Cooper Flagg, he has the possibility to be one of the best defensive forwards in the league.
Okay.
I truly believe that. He was an outstanding defender in the ACC when he was 17 this past year and then 18. Keep in mind, he should just be graduating from high school, but because he decided to reclassify. But it's all potential, because I've seen a couple of people say his comp is not as good as Luka. So I'm not going to argue with that right now, because to say that Cooper Flagg is going to be at least as good as Luka, that feels like a foolish thing to say.
Okay. Luka is the main ball handler at all times on any team he's on.
That will not be the case here.
And this guy is not. So that's another reason that he's not as good as Luka. He doesn't have the same touch as Luka offensively.
Sure.
And granted, Luka would shoot 23 three-pointers and maybe only make 6. That's a reality. You have to be honest. And I say that's 18 points and threes right there. That's really good. But here's, listen to this. Very quick first step for his size.
Agreed.
And is a weapon taking guys his size off the dribble when facing up. Whenever you can shoot and go to the basket, that's something that PJ does very well too. He can drive to the basket, be physical around the basket, and also whenever it's guys his size or smaller, he can dominate and destroy them. But that first step, the first step that he has, that's the thing that people keep talking about, is he blasts right past you with his quick first step.
And the thing that you're going to love about that first step is he can do it off the dribble and immediately get the ball. Like, you don't have to... I know technically that wouldn't be a first step, but I'm saying like defensive first step. If someone gets in the mix, he can absolutely move by them while still dribbling the basketball instead of being like, hey, I have to be in this still position and give me the ball. He's really good off of the pick and roll. I already said he's good at the lob. If he continues at this pace, the two comps that make a lot of sense are Scottie Pippen and Kawhi Leonard. Scottie Pippen and Kawhi Leonard. If he can, but that's a big if, because he just turned 18 and you're like, hey, I've seen, how many prospects have you seen fall by the wayside? Mm-hmm. But that's what he comps to. His mindset is different.
Kawhi's efficiency is pretty insane.
Absolutely. And the fact that he like,
but versatility, defense first kind of mentality,
yes,
the things that it takes to win games, the competitiveness, those things all stand. I agree with you on that.
There was a time when Kawhi Leonard was the best all-around player in the NBA. Like, if you're looking for best two-way player, it was absolutely him. From the 3-4-6, are we ignoring the fact that Cooper Flagg does not want to be here? All right.
I'm sorry, what, he said that?
Yeah. I'm gonna help.
Paige said that, right?
Yeah.
Or did Paige clarify that with us?
Or are we just enjoying it right now? I love the hope, but when I heard them try to hypothesize with Flagg coming out here, avoided all questions. That is who Cooper Flagg is as a media talking human
and
being.
That was because I watched this last night. I read the quotes. That's the smartest possible thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not, oh my God, I can't wait to be a Maverick. What if he doesn't get picked first?
Sure.
He looks foolish.
Sure.
He's very humble, for one. That's kind of another thing, too.
That's the big thing.
So then add on to that, any trade could happen between now and then. If he goes out there and he's like, man, Dallas is my favorite city. I can't wait to play there. All the other cities suck. And then they trade it for Giannis.
Milwaukee.
And then now he's in Milwaukee and he's like, love Milwaukee. And you're like, so this is a very smart play on his part. I didn't get any note, any connotation that he did not want to be anywhere. He was just playing it safe.
Because I know people focused on the unenthusiastic clap and the post interview with ESPN. If you have seen Cooper Flagg do interviews, not on the basketball court, that's pretty much what you get. Like, I would love to talk to Cooper Flagg. you would have to work really, really hard to make that interview super entertaining.
And I don't know if, Kevin, if this is from earlier in the year, but the weaknesses I keep seeing on him has room to get stronger.
Oh, I think that might be the number one weakness.
Okay. So you watched him play enough that, like, in college, you were like, no, he has to get... You have to get stronger going to the NBA anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, he's not built, like, as slightly as some people might be concerned, or, like, when you look at Derek Lively, just in terms of how tall he is and how slender the body is, or how lean it is, he's not built exactly like that, but he could definitely put on strength. The other thing is, you saw him get better as the year went along. Think about it.
Yeah.
He was almost the youngest player in college basketball this year. I think he's like, I don't know, like the third or fourth youngest player in all of college basketball. He won every single major college basketball award. Despite the fact that he was pretty much the youngest person in college basketball, he won all of the major awards. He got better as the season went along. You look at the first couple of months in his three-point shooting, not so great. And it ended up moving in the right direction. He could potentially be a 40% three-point shooter, but also be a good defender and mercilessly take you to the basket and finish it off. That is a hell of a combination of skills.
Notre Dame was his biggest, most explosive game, right? That was 42-point night.
Oh, yeah.
That was in, he was in that 26, 24 range a lot of times. And then it was Arizona in the tournament, I believe, he scored 30.
He was awesome in that game.
And
if you watch that game, he took it from Arizona because they were playing fantastically.
So, like, that's where I kind of look at what, you know, what he was very consistent with his points throughout the year. Then you go look at his blocks and steals, dude. Those are the numbers you need to be paying attention to.
And his rebounds and assists.
His blocks, steals, and rebounds. Those are the other things. Mikko Rantanen is a great scorer, right? Everybody's in love with his scoring. He's also great at assists.
Yeah.
He's also great at getting into the boards and getting a puck out. Those other things, whenever you have your best player getting and doing those things, it makes your team better. That's the hope and desire for this kid. I honestly, somebody said, don't oversell this guy. I don't think we're overselling. We're trying to point out the weaknesses just as much as but everything I read has all these notes of, we're kind of nitpicking at a player with sky high potential.
Worst case scenario, he's probably the third highest ranked prospect in the last decade.
Who would be the top two? Wemby and
I can't remember. I guess Wiggins is probably outside of.
Okay.
So maybe he's the second.
Interesting, dude.
Unless I'm totally missing
Jalen Brunson.
Not Jalen Brunson. Okay. That doesn't mean that they're going to be good whatsoever.
Yeah.
But that's why the hype level is there. Somebody asked if he's going to start over PJ Washington. So I'm actually really curious what the Mavericks do at the wing now, because they have, I mean, look, I'm not going to argue you can have too many wing players, but I do wonder if they look at it and think that they have too many wing players.
Your team is Kai.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Healthy?
Yes.
Kai, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Gafford are lively?
You sub out Flag for Washington, and I think that's their preferred starting lineup. Kyrie, Clay, Flag, Davis, and Live.
And PJ's on your bench?
Or yes. But now think about it.
That's a deep
the
bench,
next
dude.
Wave of your bench will include PJ Washington, Najee Marshall, Daniel Gafford. And when we say bench, like, keep in mind the way that they use Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford. Like, it's not necessarily like you get 38 minutes and you get 10 minutes. That's not really the way they do it. I still am not really sold on Klay Thompson at the two as a starter. Zion, thank you very much. Zion is a is the other one. And so, but that, this is interesting as well, because this is not really accurate from the 510. Zion was way, way higher. Not really. So Zion became the number one pick in his first year at Duke.
Oh, really?
And what I mean by that is he was the third overall high school prospect. It just so happened that Duke got 1, 2, and 3 that year and still didn't win the national.
And then they saw he was an alien sent to Earth.
And so he got hyped up as it went along. And he got to the hype level that I don't know if I've seen in college basketball in like 30 years. So from a prospect ranking, Zion is not necessarily higher than Cooper Flagg. From a hype rating, for sure. But from a prospect rating, Cooper Flagg would have been the number one pick in this draft last year for sure as a 16-year-old who had just, or maybe somebody who just turned 17.
Wow.
And you go back the year before that, he definitely would have been the mix. Like, he's been in the radar. He's been on the radar for a long time from the 817. But when Kyrie's not out, who is running the point? And that is a very valid question. You do not, by any stretch of the imagination, want Cooper Flagg to run the point. He can occasionally bring the ball up, but you do not want him as like a primary point person whatsoever.
But you also told me you wouldn't want Trey Johnson running your point.
That is
like
true.
You were like, no, he's a true two.
I love the idea of pairing Trey Johnson with Kyrie Irving. I wonder how much more run they give to Brandon Williams. Or I wonder if you look at some of that wing depth that maybe somebody thinks is superfluous, they'll go get another ball handler. I'm not sure, but that is a very valid question, especially because you don't think that Kyrie will probably be back until January. And some people brought up Max Christie. So Max Christie is another person that, like, maybe you use him instead of Klay in certain situations, or maybe he's another part coming off your bench. This is not a final roster. I just think the Mavericks would probably love it to be Kai, Klay, Coop, Davis, and Lively.
Yeah. And somebody said Brandon Williams and Exum. That's like all those conversations
for
are
sure.
Fun. This team is long. Like that, like adding him to this team, you continue to add length and athleticism, which it seems like Jason Kidd and Nico have wanted the entire time. More athletic. You know, Dirk was not the most athletic. And for a long time, Kevin, those teams weren't athletic. You'd be like, we got Walt Williams. He can shoot the three.
He's the wizard.
And then you're like, but we're not a very athletic team. And the more athletic you are, the better you are on defense, which is what they want.
From the 214, and we'll expand on this. By the way, you're right, person who said I drifted into Zion. Hopefully that answered more of your bench questions. That's a fair critique. From the 214, is it a disappointment if he gets 13-5-5 for his rookie year? We can dive back into this tomorrow, but projections for his rookie year: 16 points per game, 6.5 rebounds per game, 3.5 assists per game.
For a rookie?
For a rookie.
For what about steals and blocks?
Oh, I do not have. I will take a look and see if I can find
it. All right.
That.
I'll take the points.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, the last time we tried this, Alec, Corey really screwed you over. Would you rather us kill some time and do the giveaway or go right to you and then do the giveaway after?
I think we should do it after. That probably makes things more smooth.
No!
Okay.
No!
I'm sorry. I was very busy reading these fan texts.
Corey, this is not for you.
I apologize.
Just tune out what I'm about to say for the next 5 seconds. All right. Right now, la, 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 la. It's time for this.
What does this button
Okay, Nate can be better.
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM, and apparently Corey Majors is a big pee-pee in the morning guy now.
Actually, I've decided to change the name of that that segment.
Ooh.
PR crisis is what I'm throwing out there.
I like that.
Oh, because Peyton Russell. Alec.
Peyton Russell, yeah.
That's wonderful.
And it's not dirty.
Yeah. Like that morning show
Yeah.
is.
You know what's funny now that you say PR is actually that's kind of how AM on the FM, that name, got created, was when Jimmy Christopher was working here with
the
us.
The Saint!
The Saint himself. He used to call Peyton PR all the time. So Peyton started calling me AM. And then I was like, I think it was Bobby that gave me the idea of, you need like a bit segment. And I was like, okay, what should it be? What should it sound like? And then I was like, AM. FM radio. Oh! That's funny. That's clever. So that's how this dumb segment was born.
It is
time for AM on the FM. We do have the question of the day coming up here in just a moment. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, Twitch and YouTube. Want to hear from you as well. And I got a couple of stories to share with you guys, including a former PGA Tour member with one of the most weirdly accurate quotes and analogies you're ever going to hear.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we might get to kangaroo death fights if we have time.
What was
for that.
That? We're not starting with kangaroo death fights?
We can lead with that if you want to, but we got to get to the question of the day first. I'm actually stealing this from my buddy Chandler. He put this in our fantasy football group chat yesterday, and I thought it was a wonderful question, and it opened up so many different wormholes that were kind of fun to explore. Let's just say you are in some world. You are this five-star college athlete right now. And you get to pick, money aside, like the money is going to be great. It's going to be whatever you want it to be. You get to pick one NIL deal that is guaranteed going to happen for you. What would you want that NIL deal to be? 877-881-1053. Because there's so many different directions you could go with that. You could say a car dealership so you can get a cool car to drive around campus. You could say a food place.
Private jet deal.
Ooh, that's great.
Because obviously most of social media is now just influencers showing off their trip and being on private jets. Never been on a private jet. Think it would be super cool. I'd like to get an NIL private jet deal.
I mean, it's hard to deny that one because, I mean, sometimes I get down those weird like TikTok wormholes.
Yeah.
And I see how much private jet like lifestyle actually costs. Oh, and I'm gosh. Like, it's the biggest yeah. waste of money yeah. ever. Oh, yeah. My gosh. So if I got that just handed to me on a silver platter, oh yeah, I'm taking that. Absolutely.
I was just looking at the Cooper Flag was the second highest earning NIL player in college sports last year.
Arch? Livy?
He was at 4.8. Arch was at 6.5. Carson 4.3. Carson Beck and Livy at 4.1.
Man.
So NIL. Jeez, man.
Good job, Carson Beck, for working your way into that conversation.
Yeah.
And then working his way out of that.
Yeah, there in Arlington, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of depends. Like, what school am I going to? If I'm at TCU, I feel like it's a Hurtado deal. You know, like that's what I'm trying to rock there, or Whataburger, obviously.
But if you have the private plane deal, you can just fly to Hurtado whenever you feel like
that
it.
That is a very good point. And I got
the
money.
I guess to the city. You can't just be like, hey, Brandon, we're going to be landing.
You're just going to land on Division Street just right in the
middle. Dude, there is a nice little parking lot right out in there in front of the bar next door. So I think maybe you could do it.
Well, he's probably listening. Maybe he'll be like, we can figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know how jets work. So.
Well, the jets don't know how they work either.
Yeah, that's true. Neither does Hellebuck on the road.
Oh yeah,
this is interesting. I want some sort of like I want a Gatorade deal, or you know I want something like that. I feel like there's a lot of money in drinks, so I feel like.
All right, you know what? I'm glad that you said that. I already referenced. No, I really am. Believe it or not, I referenced the refugee kids that we were working with yesterday. One of them asked me what my favorite energy drink was, and then he listed off at least two or three that I had never even heard of, including, I'm sorry, he said Celsius?
Yeah, Celsius.
I was like, I don't know what that is, and then he listed one or two others, and I was like, I've never even heard of that one before.
I don't know that Kevin drinks anything other than water.
Pretty much. Sometimes chocolate milk.
Never coffee, never tea, you gave up Coca-Colas or sodas a long time ago. Doesn't drink alcohol.
True.
Energy drinks don't seem like they're in your vein. Gatorade was for a while, like back in the day.
Yeah, I used to love the yellow or the clear Gatorade.
Clear one's good. Yeah. I like that one.
But yeah, I mean, think about that. My kids drink so many Gatorades and stuff. Like, I feel like there's a... But then again, I got to put myself in the mindset of a college kid.
Mm-mm.
All right. Give me a minute, Alec. I'm going to have to... I want a Nike NIL deal.
I was going to say, just pull up your Instagram feed.
Yeah. What's on Corey's Instagram feed?
Come on. You don't think it's a bunch of hot 20-somethings? Too far? Too far?
Mm.
Corey, do you think that is an inaccurate description?
How am I going to get that in an NIL deal?
No, I'm saying that's how you get yourself in the mind of a college.
Okay, get mind of the college kid. Yeah, that's actually very valid.
Well, if you're going the mindset of a college kid from the 469 Trojan.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like you said earlier, if you just got three quarters at the gas station, you know, in the bathroom, then boom, there you go.
I still don't know. That feels like that price would have gone up.
I haven't checked. Like, I don't like going to gas station bathrooms. They scare me. So, yeah. I mean, most of the time, they're not pleasant places to be. They're not super well maintained.
There it is from the 214. University of Miami with a yacht deal and a deal with Hawaiian Tropic.
Cool.
Yeah. Remember at the end of Dumb and Dumber, whenever the Hawaiian Tropic girls pulled up and they were like, that way there are some dudes that'll actually absolutely help you put that suntan oil on.
They really dropped the ball on that one.
But yeah, I would love a yacht deal. I love being on the water. I love boats. I love water.
He sang the song, I'm on a boat.
I love being, that's why I bought this house. I needed a pool. I need to be by the water. Man. I'm like that
dad. I thought
you
were going to say I need to put a boat in the pool.
I do have a little mini boat that floats around. I'm like that dad in Big Fish, where if I'm not near water or around it, I just feel like I'm drying out. I need water.
I know you don't have the discretionary income to make this happen.
Lake house NIL deals. Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah.
But if you could just buy a small boat and just put it in the pool and just to see the reaction of your family's, what the hell is this?
Like something I can fit in? Just like something I can kind of pop in? Into and it has a little burp burp on it.
That would be amazing.
Corey's sound effects give me joy. Whenever I was asked this yesterday, I said I would want like Dior's Choice, a wing establishment, because if you know my appearance, hello Twitch and YouTube, I can easily have a wing flavor called ginger spice.
Oh yeah.
And it doesn't even have to have ginger in it. It's just called ginger spice because you know, play on, you know, how I look. That would be amazing. And plus I love wings. Had it for dinner last night. That's why I couldn't tweet instantly about Cooper Flagg because I had red sauce everywhere.
Were the wings good enough to justify that delay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were amazing. It was the new Wingstop rub. Gotta go try that.
Question.
Answer.
It might just be my Wingstop. Hmm. Do you ever feel like there's inconsistency in the Wingstop and how they do the wings? Because I feel like my Wingstop, sometimes they're like, oh crap, we overcooked it. And they're like, just throw in a reasonable amount of sauce on it and that'll fix it. And you're like, but it doesn't.
Where was the plump chicken?
Yeah, and it doesn't. And they're like, hey, it's burnt, but nice, it has more sauce than you could ever imagine. So you've lost it. You just feel like you're just eating sauce.
Shout out to the Mansfield Broad Street location. They've been very consistent for me ever since they moved literally like, I don't know, 100 feet down the street. That was kind of weird.
Step up your game, Garland.
Do it. And real quick, I do want to mention this. I thought this was hilarious. Hunter Mahan, the former PGA Tour pro.
Oh, yeah.
He's now working as like a guest high school golf coach here in Texas. He was interviewed by The Athletic for the upcoming PGA Championship, which is going to be at Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
And this is just a wildly pinpoint accurate analogy. He said, quote, I guess I would say Quail Hollow is like a Kardashian. It's very modern, beautiful, and well-kept, but it lacks soul or character. End quote. I just thought that was extremely specific for some reason.
Ouch.
And I was doing some reading about death fights with kangaroos. And
why?
Because The Guardian put out something that was interesting. The brother of a man keeps putting kangaroos in his petting zoo in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And... Mm-hmm. There was an autopsy put out after a man suffered injuries at said petting zoo and died. And apparently he was quote unquote roughhousing with said kangaroo at said petting zoo. And the kangaroo got mad and he ended up suffering blunt force trauma from a kangaroo at a petting zoo. So, hey, one, I don't think they should be in petting zoos, but two, don't mess with kangaroos.
Yeah, I think I said once before, I would destroy a kangaroo in tennis, but in some sort of...
We asked Dirk about that, and Dirk was like, I got to see this.
Yeah. By the way, from the 469...
That was one of our questions to Dirk Nowitzki, dude.
Yeah, and he loved it.
He loved it.
From the 469, yes, that Wingstop that you listed, that is exactly the Wingstop I'm talking about. Because they go, you must be talking about... I won't say which one it is, but they need to step up their game. And I feel seen that those people are like, I know exactly what you're talking about. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right about...
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now,
we'll get to catch Shakira on her world tour. She stops by Globe Life Field on June 11th. You can buy tickets, of course, or you can win them for free right now and all week long in the noon hour on the KNC Masterpiece, 877-881-1053. Coming up next, C-Block.
Is Jackson Dart destined to be a star? Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.